The number of new coronavirus cases on the Central and South Coast continues to mushroom, with 220 additional cases reported Wednesday. Santa Barbara County added 89 cases and San Luis Obispo County 34, but the biggest growth was in Ventura County, which had 97 new cases. It's now had a total of 4,884 cases, with more than half already recovered. Ventura County Public Health Director Dr. Rigoberto Vargas says perhaps the most concerning statistic is coronavirus-related hospitalizations, which have risen 20% over the most recent three-day period.
Unfortunately, we now have hit the 100 mark of Ventura County residents that are positive for COVID and that have needed to be interned at the hospital under acute care. So 101 Ventura County residents are currently in our 8 hospitals being cared for. 27 of those are in intensive care.
Ventura County officials held a news conference in Santa Paula to talk about the situation, but they used the backdrop to highlight the issue of coronavirus in the agricultural community. Vargas says there was a spike in cases in the farm worker community earlier this summer, but most of it was due to a now under control outbreak at an Oxnard farm workers facility.
The percent of all cases in Ventura County among farm workers was 2% prior to that outbreak. Having a little bit over 200 farm workers test just in that housing site alone brought our percent up to 7% of all Ventura County residents that have tested positive. Currently, it's 7% among farm workers. So it's affected farm worker community, but we've done outreach, education, and testing to this group as well as other vulnerable groups.
Ventura County CEO Mike Powers says they've prevented much more widespread farm worker outbreaks through efforts by the county, the ag industry, and farm worker advocacy groups. He talks about some of the efforts.
One is the Farm Worker Resource Program, Logrando Bienestar, which has 9 bilingual staff that goes out and engages with community services workers, that engages with the community to make sure they're aware of mental health services that are available to them. Because people are not necessarily going to come to our buildings for services. We have to go out into the community and make sure we bring the services to people in the community, including farm workers. And that program makes a big difference. But we're also fortunate to have physicians from our healthcare agency who go out from Backpack Medicine and elsewhere throughout our healthcare system that go out into the fields to engage in English and Spanish with our farm worker population.
Ventura County officials say they're doing about 12,000 COVID-19 tests a week, many through their 4 drive-up sites at Moorpark College, Ventura College, Oxnard College, and at the old Ford dealership in Santa Paula. They say the sites have been swamped at times, but they're working at adding testing capacity.
Due to the high volumes, we are experiencing at our 4 drive-in sites longer lines than we wish. So we have wait times on the upwards of 3 hours, usually in the morning hours, and then it dissipates over throughout the day. We are making adjustments in which we are exploring additional sites that can be propped up to relieve some of the longer wait times.
Barry Zimmerman is Chief Deputy Director of the Ventura County Healthcare Agency. He says the situation has also created a backlog in getting test results out to people, which they're working to ease.
There has been some backlog in the notification cycle associated with the results of the tests. As we've heard throughout the state and in other locations, the backlog is significant, in which results may lag up to 7 to 10 days.
Zimmerman says they've added a mobile testing unit, which is going to smaller communities. This Saturday, it will provide on-site testing in Piru. Ventura County public health officials say the surge in the state and in the region illustrates the dangerous potential for coronavirus to spread. County Health Director Dr. Rigoberto Vargas says it's a warning for those who've become lax when it comes to safety.
COVID is rampant in Ventura County as it is in many other counties and throughout the state and our nation. There's wide community spread. We should really assume that everyone around you is positive, wear your mask, socially distance, and stay home as much as you can. And when you go out to our restaurants, please do it only with those from your household. Only family members. Please do not interact with others.
There's no specific timeline for when the additional shutdowns for places like gyms, nail salons, and barbershops ordered earlier this week will remain in place in Ventura County. Santa Barbara County set a date in mid-August, but health officials say they could be lifted earlier or extended based on the situation. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.